Fob Shank is also known as Rocket City. From the past 2 years, Fob Shank has received the most indirect fire out of any other Fob, DSP, AP in Afghanistan.
Because of this, the 10th Mountain Division, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 287th Infantry, Apache Company, headed out on a patrol. To disrupt and decrease the amount of IDF or indirect fire aimed at forward operating base Shank.
Our main mission today was the area we're going to. The biggest threat to the FOB was rockets landing on the airfield. We went down there to interdict them at a certain time.
It was a partner patrol, was not unilateral, so we had ANSAF with us, specifically an ANA Kandak Recce Tolai, which is pretty much a recon company. So we linked up with their leadership. ANA received us for the mission, so we were there to support them for their clearance, disruption, and interdiction operations.
We were there to provide some over-the-shoulder support, but in all reality, they probably could have done today without us, which is exactly what needs to happen, given the future of Afghanistan with respect to American involvement.
We ended up staying a little bit longer, so we pushed the Apaches over the ANA to help them, you know, look around for any Taliban or insurgents that were inside the compounds. They basically provided overwatch for us today, so if anything popped off, they'd be ready to respond.
Viper 35, Apache 30, radio check, over.
3132, don't shut them off, just turn them off. ANSAF, I pushed in, found a cache of weapons, specifically indirect fire weapons. They had their own internal EOD with them. They bipped those weapons. It was flawless. You couldn't ask for more.
Reporting from Fob Shank, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Josh Lovely.